in Sussex. And Radio Caraway was still operating on shortwave. And they were in fact here last Sunday on 640 kHz. The station plays mainly records associated with the old Radio Caroline, plays Caroline jingles, and has news about the return of Radio Caroline. Reception is usually rather weak in our area. The address, Radio Caroline, PO Box 1, Brandon in Suffolk. That's Radio Caroline, PO Box 1, Brandon in Suffolk. Okay, it's 4 minutes past 11 o'clock on WMR. Earlier on, you may have heard me mention Frans Stelpers in Utrecht in Holland, who asked me to play a record by the Tone Robinson Band. The record he asked me to play was Glad to Be Gay, which I don't have, actually, so I'm going to play this one instead.
WMR Music! Music Radio!
Going back about 1 year in time, but this one, which is rather good, Tom Robinson, I'm Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
Never meant to be so friendly.
Right, so at the moment I'd like to say a very big hi to Morris Walker in the West Midlands, to Raymond C. Robinson in Dorset, to Anthony Britton in Gainsborough in Lincoln, to N.J. Quinn in Leicester, to Ian Airedale in Wirral, Merseyside, to Andy Green in Sussex, and to James Parker in Swansea. All these people wrote into WMR for our transmission on the 27th of April, as did Bob Burwell, Leamington in Hampshire, and Matt Warner in Sevenoaks in Kent. And during the program, I'll be giving you a great show that people are looking to. So if you come into that category, then do stay tuned. Actually, I've been quite amazed that almost everyone who's written into the station has got the name right. Because the last station was on, we were in Mercury International, and I think my mate Stuart Clark was out for this. Well, we've got many varied calls for his people who wrote down the letters, especially from abroad. We've got Radio North Sea International, Radio Macri International, Radio Motorway International. And there was one in particular, which well, we just couldn't pronounce. It was Japanese or something like that. Anyway, this time it's a little bit quite a straightforward name, which we'll be glad about. Don't forget, if you'd like to write to us, WMR, 42 Iron Forest, Cambridge, and the United Kingdom. Thank you very once again. To 1972, with Nielsen.
No,
solid gold from 1972, Harry Nilsson and the classic Without You. Radio Impact will have that as usual on the first Sunday of the month. Storm around 09:15 to 12:15. The first 2 hours will broadcast on 7340 and 11400. Then the last hour on 7340 and 15050. That's 15,050 kHz. Later that evening, Impact tested on 185050 in the hope of reaching the USA. Conditions were rather strange on 7340 last Sunday, with reception varying all over the UK. Impact's address is Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Radio Free City and Thistle Radio have parted company, and Free City hope to return here in a few weeks with their own transmitter, perhaps on 7390 kHz, 7390, which of course is the old Skyport radio channel. We do people Matt Snow and Freddie King from the AM and FM days, and it's thought that Jack Wilson will be restarting Thistle Radio on 7315 or 6205 kHz. They have no address right now, Thistle Radio, and will not be allowed to use Kent Place as they used it without permission. Right, and at the moment, of course, you're tuned to Weekend Music Radio. It's 11 past 11, double 10 check on a Sunday morning, Sunday, June the 8th. More music for you. Saying hi to Chris Gibbs in Surrey, to David Small in Devon, and to Gavin Robertson in Edinburgh, up in Scotland. Here's that. Well, Pony, I hope you like that one. Ken as well. The Sex Pistols from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle and Something Else. The 6235 Network's time seems to be rather limited at the moment, as ABC Radio announced last Sunday that the next month's transmission will be the last. In court recently, James Jacosi was fined a total of £175 for the raid on the radio service. One other person was fined £75. I would like to thank ABC for this service, and it was great while it lasted. Los Angeles International will be closing in September, as their manager Bruce Wayne has no time to operate it. DJ Steve King has now left, as had I. Only EMR and Zodiac International seem to be continuing. EMR have announced that they may be adding a 25-meter channel in the future. Music Radio! Music from the top 40 of the moment. Saying hi to Mike Barraclough of Lechfirth in Hertfordshire, to Alan Dean in Burnley, and to Dave Kenny in Twickenham. Also Mike Smith in Malvern, Rochester. Mr. Anderson's very badly pronounced English coming in there. No, no, it's Jack Russell's spelling, I'll blame it in that. Music from Hot Chocolate. And there ain't no doubt about it, you know. You know, there ain't no doubt about it. Music from the current UK Top 40, that's Hot Chocolate. And the Rather Nice Sound of That, of course, they've been around for a few years now, they've done some great records, and also done some, well, not so good records in my opinion, but one of my favourites from them. It's what, 24 minutes past 11 o'clock on Weekend Music Radio, transmitting on 7340 kHz and 41 meter band shortwave. Very good morning to you. Dave Anson this year with WMR International right through until 12, when Cody Ferrin will be on your radio with his oldie show. Then finally, between 12:30 and 1, it will be Bob Curry on your radio. So stay tuned for that. Lots of good music happening. I say good morning now to Alistair McNeil in Paisley, up in Scotland. To Robert Bly of St Albans in Hertfordshire. Can you believe the guy that sang in that, Dan Hartman, was responsible for all those disco records by Instant Replay? And this is it. And of course he released a disco version of that, didn't he? Yeah. Sacrilege is what I say. From the album they only came out at night, released in 1972, the Edgar Winter Band. And that one called Free Ride. Radio East Coast Commercial seems to be still active on 11,400 kHz some Saturdays from 9 or 1200 hours to 1700 hours with approximately 25 watts of power. The programs are transmitted live and both programs and transmitter quality are rather good. Their mailing address, Radio East Coast Commercial, PO Box 110, Orpington in Kent. And now some news about ABC England, which made a surprising but most welcome return to shortwave a couple of weeks ago on 6,220 kHz, possibly with 8 watts of power. It's possible ABC will restart transmissions mainly with a new name. Of course, their address is the same as ours, ABC England, 42 Iron Close, Cambridge in the United Kingdom. So, nice to see ABC back on there. Let's hope it's regular, eh? More music. The Electric Light Orchestra.